Welcome to the Board of Equalization. The first agenda item is the approval of minutes of April 21st, 2026.
Mr. Chairman, having read those minutes, I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from 2021st, 2006.
Second.
We have a motion second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item number two on the agenda is consideration of property tax exemptions.
Aye, yes. Okay, so approval for charitable education religious exemptions. We've got two properties, and they are both on this printout. One, you can see it's a bus with United We Pledge, and it is just a school bus that's converted into a travel classroom. And then the second property is Revival City. It is a non-denominational church located in a warehouse out in Washington. They purchased this year, so they filed with 120-day deadline window. It's just we can catch them on that first round that they did.
Okay.
Yeah. So
they both meet the qualifications, obviously.
Yes.
I move that we approve the consideration of the two tax property tax exemptions that we discussed on the Liberty Bus and the warehouse that is part of a religious organization.
I'll second that motion.
A motion and a second on those two items. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
All right, and the second item is a property that has changed from non-primary to primary. So it's this large packet, it's the second page. It's for the tax year 2026, and these are all the changes that were made prior to the close of the assessment roll.
The entire packet is the same thing, there's no
yes.
Subdivision there.
All right. And so they've moved from non-primary to primary?
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations to move these properties that we have before us from non-primary to primary status.
Second. Motion to second, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. The rest of these are going to be corrective actions. So essentially when we begin assessment roll, we lock down the system, and there are still changes that come in from taxpayers or things that we're doing on our end. And these are changes we'd like to have reflected on the notice valuation that goes out. So it matches the property tax notice or the bill when they receive it. So that's what the rest of these are going to be. The first one is the market value changes, and that is all on page one of the last packet.
Okay, we got a motion on
just that.
Yeah.
Those parcels, I make the motion that we approve those parcels listed as market value changes.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second on that item. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
All right, the next is removal from urban farming with change to market value. And there's just one property. It's on the same page one, it's at the bottom.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the recommendations to remove this property from urban farming with change to market value.
Second. Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
And then abstract code for segregation errors with changes to market value. It's on the second page. There's a few properties there.
I make a motion that we move these properties that are listed before us from change with the abstract code or segregation errors with change to market values.
Second. Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Alright, and then change from taxable to partially taxable, partially exempt.
Excuse me, just one second.
We missed this.
The abstract code errors.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so abstract code errors with no changes to market value. That's also on page two. There's three properties.
Make a motion to approve three properties for abstract code errors with no changes to market value.
I'll second that motion.
Motion second, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, and then change from taxable, partially exempt. There's only one property also on page two.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to remove this property from taxable to partially taxable and partially exempt.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Change from exempt to partially taxable, partially exempt. And that's on page two at the very bottom, and it goes
move that we approve those seven parcels that change from exempt to partially taxable to partially exempt.
I'll second that motion.
Motion second, all in favor say aye.
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 No adjustments to market, but assessment level changes to primary residential. There's quite a few of these. It starts on page 3, and it goes all the way through page 9.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept these properties with no adjustment to market, but assessment levels changed to primary residential.
I'll second that motion with a question, though. Like, give me an example of this very first one. What's happening here in this particular one? No adjustments to market, but assessment level changes to primary. I get that title. I just want to know exactly what.
So when we by the time our checks rolled around May 5th, we couldn't get into real anymore. So these are people that applied for primary that were non-primary, and they applied for primary after we locked on our tech, locked on our realware. So we have to go through this exercise to get them primary. And we're doing it now, early, so that we can get it right on the tax notice. So you'll see more of these during the BOE when the BOE opens, but for now, these are ones that came in. So some year between May 5th and Friday, this past Friday, all of these came in to, they applied. That hadn't applied when we had asked them the first time, so that's why. Okay?
Second. All right. Motion second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, and the last one is no adjustments to market, but assessment level changes to non-primary residential, and that is on the very last presentation.
I'll make a motion that we approve these parcels for no adjustments to market, but assessment level changes to non-primary residential.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chair.
All in favor say aye.
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 I'd like to thank everybody for coming to the Board of Equalization.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming to the Board of Equalization.
There's an echo.
Was that adjourned?
Thank you. Was that a motion to adjourn?